This is Ted Kennedy. The Democratic alternative on education is making progress in Congress. Will President Bush swallow it or veto it? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as President Bush said in his State of the Union address, he wants action by Congress on education. Well, action he's getting. More than he wants, but he still should accept it. After heated debate, the Senate resoundingly rejected the flawed core of the Bush plan, his elitist proposal to take scarce federal tax dollars away from the nation's public schools and divert them to private education. The more you explain that misguided, preppy idea, Al, the worse it sounds. You can't improve public schools by cutting their funds and using the tax dollars you save to build more private schools. It's the old Republican rationale from Vietnam. Destroy the village in order to save it. It didn't work for the Pentagon, and it won't work for education. You can't save the public schools, Al, by strengthening the prep schools.
Elitist proposal, Vietnam, come on, Ted. All George Bush wants to do is give some poor families who would never, ever be able to do it a chance to send their own bright kids to private schools. Ted, you went to the Milton Academy, you went to Harvard. What was the likelihood of your ever wandering into any of those elitist classrooms if your parents weren't well-to-do and prominent? I think the president's plan to break down your ivory and ivy walls and let some deserving kids get a chance of a lifetime, a real opportunity to turn their lives around, was something worth supporting. Instead, you call it a misguided, preppy idea. Ted, I call your mumbo-jumbo a real double standard. It's quite okay for you to spend your formative years in private schools, but you just can't stand the idea of letting any poor kid into those hallowed halls. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on courtroom overloading that is allowing criminals to go free. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.